Generally, I wait by Kiddush Levana, I wait anyway for Shiva B'chodesh. Unless it's middle of the winter and it's very, you know, it's like a cloudy patch of days and I'm worried I'm not going to be able to, you know, be Mekadosh Levana B'chlal. But otherwise, I like to wait for 7 days into the Chodesh. Anyway, but that's on the side. That's not Medina. Medina, you wait till the third day is enough. Mi'ikadin. So Shaila is, a lot of times you go outside and there's a Levana, but it's very Shvach. Right? You could see it through the clouds. So you see the Levana. There are two types of such scenarios. One is where you see the light of the Levana. I'm sure you've seen that very often, where you look up and you see in the cloud, you see a very bright cloud. So you could see there's a Levana there. It's clear the light of the Levana is lighting up the cloud. But you don't see the shape. You don't see a Levana, right? It could have been a light bulb, the Etzem, right? It could have been a very powerful light that's lighting up the cloud. You wouldn't be able to discern. You know, obviously, it's the Levana because there aren't any lights up there. So you know that's what's lighting up the cloud, but you do not visualize the Levana itself. Okay. That's one possible scenario. And the other possible scenario is where the cloud is thinner than that, and you actually could discern the shape of the moon. So you see, you know, you don't have clarity. It's like frosted. It's a frosted vision. So both of those are shailos in the poskim. Heichen adai nedina, lahai dina, whether you could make a bracha in such a case or not. So in order to understand the shailah a little better, I'll tell you halacha l'maaseh what to do, but in order to understand better, you have to analyze the bracha of Kiddush Levana, right? You have to analyze it a little bit. Again, this is a big sugi. It's not for now. I'm just answering as halacha l'maaseh. How do we view the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Do we view the bracha of Kiddush Levana that it's a bracha really on the Kiddush HaBriyah? We're thanking Hashem. Tovim Oyre Shabor Alekeinu. Right. We're thanking Hashem for making the Levana, the Chamed, the Levana. Memela, it's really a bracha on Chidushi Shalayla. So just like the Moshe, we pass in Allah Chalamayasa, you can make the Birchsa Shachar. You don't have to experience, or at the time, you don't have to hear any roosters. You're making a bracha on the Chidush HaBriya. Right. I'm sure Dylan remembers we spoke about this by Hamapal lately. I've been getting a lot of Hamapal Shailas. Right? What happens if you don't fall asleep? The Rishonim talk about the Shaila. By Sukkah, some Rishonim hold you can't make a Leishim B'Sukkah because you may not fall asleep, which is a Pella de Keshita. But there is such a Sheet in the Rishonim. Right? Some Rishonim hold you don't make a Leishim B'Sukkah on sleep. Some hold it's patterned with the Achila. Which would mean if somebody has a special shluf sukkah like I do, theoretically you have to make a leisha b'sukkah. Because I didn't make a leisha b'sukkah in my shluf sukkah. Right? So then I'd have to make a separate leisha. Some Rishonim learn, no. You don't make a leisha if you may not fall asleep. That's a pella gadol l'chayra. Because l'chayra, the mitzvah is not the actual sleep. The mitzvah is the going to sleep. The mitzvah is to treat the sukkah like your own. And therefore, not to go to sleep out of his sukkah. That's why I always found it a plea that the Ben Ish Chai, I mean, it shows you how machmeh he was with sleep. The Ben Ish Chai talks about a shaila if a guy falls asleep in shul during Kriyas HaTehra. Happens sometimes. Do you have a chiyuv to wake him up? So he says on sukkahs, you have a chiyuv to wake him up because he's sleeping outside the sukkah. In other words, during the year, if he falls asleep, shayin, Kriyas HaTehra, it's a chayvus tzibur, it's a... But sukkahs, he's sleeping outside the sukkah to wake him up. So I found that a shtickle chiddush, that pashtus, that even the nidun in the Gemara of shinas harai chutz l'sukkah means when you're going to sleep. Pashtus, if a guy, you know, drowses off unintentionally out of the sukkah in a sitting position, officially listening to Kriyas HaTorah, that wouldn't be the type of shina that he'd be over teshu came to do it. Pashtus. Okay, but the Ben Ish Chai was makbid on that. Right? The Ben Ish Chai held like that. Lamaisa, the bottom line is that by Hamapal, We don't find that there's such a thing, you don't make hamapel because you made a full sleep. And one of the simple answers is hamapel is a brichas hashevach. That Hashem gave the ability for a person to rejuvenate, to sleep, to get their koiches back. Get it back. I thank Hashem that, Baruch Hashem, as the years go on, I need less and less sleep. I get fresh, maybe I sleep better. I don't know what it is. I don't need, very little sleep I need. And you feel that the Eibishter gives you that recharge. You feel good. You feel like you're starting, you're ready to start your day again. So we're thanking Hashem on the musig. Mainly, even if you don't fall asleep, it's not a bracha matol. Understand? You're making the bracha, brachas hashevach, when you're going to sleep, right? So if you don't fall asleep, you don't fall asleep. That's the pashtus, right? Again, maybe we'll get to brachas hamapel. We could talk about this more in elaborate fashion. But lemaisa, that's the pashtus. So the question is that Kiddush Levana? Or is the bracha of Kiddush Levana more a bracha of Hana? Bracha that you're benefiting from the Levana. You're making a bracha on that, on the fact that you're Nene from the Levana, you're making a bracha. Right? That's a whole different type of a bracha. If it's a bracha of Nene, then we could start analyzing. Well, how much Hana do you need to have? Right? If it's a bracha on Shevach, the Hana shouldn't be significant. The bracha is to thank Hashem on the Bria. So the seeing the Levana is just triggering the. So I see there's a Levana here. For sure, if I mommy see it, I just don't have, it's not clear, it's not bright. So what? I'm not making a bracha on the light of the Levana now. On my benefit of the Levana now. There's even a shayla of the poskim, could you make a bracha Kiddush Levana? If you saw the Levana, you look up, you saw it, and then you're about to start the bracha, boom, it's covered. Right? Well, sometimes in the middle of the bracha it gets covered. Mishmur talks about that shayla too. So, avadi, you finish the bracha. It gets covered. The shayla is, could you make a bracha? You know, sometimes you're standing outside, people, a bunch of Jews looking up, going, could never figure this out. Looking up, waiting, you know, like, waiting to get that. And then it comes out. Okay, make it. But you could tell that the Levana, but before you finish Mechadosh Chedoshim, it's going to be covered again. Could you make the bracha? So Mishabur holds you shouldn't. If it looks like it's going in and out, you're not going to get, you know, your 30 seconds of the Levana out. You shouldn't make the bracha in that case. But the pashta should be that if it's a brichas hashevach, so seeing the Levana is really just almost like a tanai. It's not what I'm making the bracha. I'm not making a bracha on the light that I'm experiencing. So you should know that the Marshal in Shuvas, Paskins, that a blind man makes Kiddush Levana. Blind man makes Kiddush Levana. That's the psak of the Marshal. Right? Not all the Paskim are masking, but he makes this distinction between Kiddush Moireish, that assume it can't make the bracha. Can't make a bracha. Ein mevorchen al haner ad sheyosu lo eroi. Can only make the bracha on the ner if you benefit from the ner, right? And assume the marshal holds could make Kiddush Levana. The Radvaz holds not like that. The Radvaz seems to say that if there's clouds covering the Levana, you can't mommy see it well. You're not can't be nena meyora. Can't make the bracha. Can't make the bracha. So someone alluded, this is actually a machlekes. This is a machlekes between the Marshal and the Radvaz. But Lamaisa, the Mishabura, Bialocha, they bring raya, this can't be a real machlekes, because if it would mamish be a stark machlekes, meaning that the Marshal would hold you, Kataka make a bracha, even if the Levana is covered with clouds. Because some want to learn that the Marshal says a blind man could make it. Zicha, I'm making it on the light you're getting now from the Levona. So Zicha, cloudy, you should be able to make the bracha. In other words, these two halachas can't sit together. Right? That's how they understand. According to the Marshal, Marshal doesn't talk about clouds. He talks about a blind man. But if a blind man can make a bracha, then clouds are Zicha. But the Bi'al Lochas is not like that. In Lamaisa, there are many places who bring both shittas. They bring the Marshal, that a blind man can make Kiddush Levana. And they also bring that if the clouds are covering the Levana, you can't make a bracha. Zaraya, that it's not a contradiction. It's a raya that it's not a stira. Not a stira. And it could very well be that the mashal is just being magder, that the suma can make the bracha like he himself acknowledges. The suma benefits that there's a levana, because other people could see the levana. The suma benefits from other people saying it. Right? And so therefore, he's making a bracha, but he can only make the bracha when the levana is there, right, for other people to be in. Because he's benefiting from other people's benefit. Because he's sharing that benefit. Indirectly. So if the levana is not mamish roi, l'maisa, Rabbeinu Yoneh, in bracha says klar, that he should only make the bracha b'shoshenene me'ayra, when the aura is masik, when it's sweet and it's bright. So it sounds like there's a connection that even if you're going to tell me that Birchas Levana was a bracha on Shevach, Chazal will matle that you should only make the bracha when you're experiencing that benefit. You shouldn't make the bracha when you're not experiencing that benefit. So that's why the pashtus is that when it's cloudy, you should not make the bracha, b'chlal. Right? You should not make the bracha. Now, if it's a very, very thin layer, so there you have both benefits. Sai, you see the levana itself. Sai, there's enough light to benefit from the levana. There, the overwhelming tzadis that you can make the bracha. And Roy Poiskim came out like that, including the Mishnah Berurah. The Chidah says, al pi kabbali, you should not do it. And the Ben Ishchai says not to do it if there's any cloud. Any cloud covering them. And Mishtamah, their svara is that Chazal will misaka to make the bracha when the levana is at its peak. When you're having the peak hanah from the levana. You know what I mean? And therefore, that's why some people wait till 7 days into the Chodesh. They want to get a brighter spot, right? So Lamais, I would say like this. If you're holding, you're getting close to 10 days into the month, then I would say you should never make a bracha if all you see is the light of the levana. You should not make the bracha. That means if you look up and you only see bright clouds, you should not make the bracha. Chashash bracha levatol, I wouldn't make a bracha over there. Okay, so that I wouldn't do. If it's very thin layer of clouds, enough that I could see the shape of the levana. So there we have an overwhelming tzad, that is good. First of all, you nene from the levana. There's enough light to benefit from the levana, which is the way the Radvaz holds. Number two, you can actually see the shape of the levana. Elamai, it's not motoik, like Rabbeinu Yoneh says, you know, like sweet light. It's not mamish like that. So, and al pi kabbalah, there's an inyan, the levana should be completely begilui, al pi kabbalah. So therefore, it's preferable not to make the issue. You shouldn't, last night, Bekitzer, you shouldn't have been making a Kiddush Levana if there's any clouds. If you're holding up to 9 days into the Chodesh, you should only make a Kiddush Levana if you see a clear moon. Once you're going 9, 10, or you're going that part, then as long as you could, it's thin enough, the clouds are thin enough that you could discern the shape of the moon. That you see the outline, you don't just see the light of the moon. You see the outline of the moon, that's l'chayra called mamish ariyah. That would be enough of a ariyah for Eidus too. Right? You'd be able to testify that you saw the levana bet. I'm not saying for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's another whole shayla. The bracha that we make, why do we call it Kiddush Levana? Why do we call it Kiddush Levana? You ever think about that? You're being Mekadosh the month. Should be called Mekadosh Levana. Why is it Kiddush? The Marshag in Chelek Gimel of Eshuva says his son asked him this question. And he thought it's partially a mistake. He thought people got mistaken. There was a ches there, Kiddush Levana. And over years, the ches turned into a kuf. They called it Kiddush Levana. It's like Kiddush Levana. You're not being Mekadosh the month. Bezdim was Mekadosh the month. You're not being Mekadosh the month. Right. The month was already Mekudosh from Aleph, Kitshu Shemayim, right? So what's the Kiddush? But then he says, no, Chas V'Shalom. Beis Yosef brings it like that. You can't say it's a mistake. Can't say it's a mistake. L'mais, if you look at Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah is Mashman Shmois, that there's a difference between Bezdin. When Bezdin was around, they called it, they made the bracha Mekadosh Chadoshim. And then when Bezin was bottled, they only made Mechadish Chadash. Mashmah, there was a different Nusach. But Eich Shiyah, it's Mestama that the Bracha is also commemorating the idea that we have Kiddush HaChodesh, that Hashem gave us the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. It could even be that we're thanking Hashem for that too, that Hashem was Moisei the Chadoshim to us. So it could be that's why we have that. But the bottom line is, you should not make the Bracha L'chatchila without having a clear Levana. But if the month is progressing and you're getting to the 9-10 days into the Chodesh, which the Rishonim hold is already, you're jeopardizing being able to make the Bracha, then you should taka. And the reason why I'm saying jeopardizing is because many hold that there's a chiv to make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. You understand? Rabbi Zalman Meltzer held Kiddush Levana is a Brich Zaroya. Brich Zaroya, meaning if you saw it, make a Bracha. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer held there's no din to look for the Levana. If you saw it, you make a Bracha. You didn't see it, you don't make a Bracha. That's how Rabbi Zalman understood. The Chazon Ish said, no, it's not Brich Zaroya. It's a Bracha, Chazal, Masakin, Kiddush Levana, Bracha. You should look for it. You should bedik asalavani. You should look for it. Chazal and Masaka. And I have a raya that the Noida Biyuda held like the Chazon Ish. Because Noida Biyuda talks about a shaila. They're in the middle of Kriyas Megillah on Purim. Purim night. It's already the end of the time to be able to be Mekadosh Levana. Right? It's Yudal Rado. Right? You're at the end of the Zman. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Megillah, and you hear there's a Levana outside. He says you should be Matsik the Kriya and go to Mekadosh Levana. Middle of Kriyas Megillah. And the Refregen, and the Behuda, Oisik B'mitzvah, you're Oisik B'mitzvah of this, but if you're going to learn like a business Zalman, makes no sense. There's no Chiv at all. That's why it's Mashma like the Chazon Ish, that you should be, so that's why if you're getting already 9-10 days in the month, then as long as you could see the shape, the clouds are so thin that you could see the shape of the moon, then you can make. But last night, regardless, I would have told you not to. I'm not chas v'shalom saying it's a bracha levatol. I'm just saying if you would have asked me last night, I would have said if there's clouds, you should not make the Kiddush Levana. That's not a problem. That is not a problem. There's no obstruction to the moon. If you could see clearly through the trees that there's a clear levana, you could see enough that you could see it's a clear levana, then you 100% can make the bracha. That's 100%. Not even a swach of a shaila.